This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's certainly been controversial, but an ag labor bill supported by many groups related to agriculture will have to wait until after the August recess to see if it can make it to the House floor for a vote. Co-sponsor of H.R. 6417, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, feels like he has the necessary support to push it through after the break.
I have the commitment of the Speaker, the Majority Leader, and the Whip to work with all of our colleagues to educate people, to garner the support so that we can come back in September and have a successful vote on an H-2A reform bill, an ag labor bill.
Newhouse says it's disappointing they couldn't get a vote before recess.
It was determined by the Whip's office that the votes were not there to pass it. So instead of having a bill fail, as you know, I want something that will pass, that can go to the Senate, pass there, and go on to the President and become law.
He sounds determined, doesn't he?
I've been working this really hard. I think we're really close. And I'm determined that during this time in our districts, we can get the number necessary to have that vote. That's what I'm determined to do, and take this time to use it to our best advantage and get the support necessary.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Ag and Labor Workforce Act and what it will take to pass it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.